Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brain Stuff, it's Christian Sager. Across the United States, lightning has killed 15 people so far in 2017. That's according to National Weather Service data. While those deaths are tragic, that's fewer than half the 38 lightning deaths that the nation had in 2016. And we're on track to have the lowest number of recorded lightning fatalities since 1940, because that's the earliest year for which the federal government has data. The government actually maintains a year-by-year breakdown of deaths from lightning and other weather threats during that period. But if you look at those historical numbers, what's most startling is the long-term decrease in lightning deaths over that period. In 1943, the most lethal year on record, 432 people were killed by lightning. And throughout the 1940s, an average of 329.3 people died each year. But in the 1950s and the 1960s, the rate started dropping dramatically and steadily kept decreasing to the point where over the 2010s, the average annual fatality rate is about a tenth of what it was during the 1940s. So why are so many fewer people being killed by lightning these days than in the past? Well, one major reason is urbanization. In 1940, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, 43.5% of the nation's population lived in rural areas. By 2010, that number was down to 19.3%, with more than 80% of the population living in cities. And today, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the average American spends 90% of their time indoors, which generally is the safest place to be during a lightning storm. But that doesn't mean that you can't be injured or killed by lightning inside a house. And 7 decades ago, not only were there more people in rural areas, but they also spent more of their time working outdoors, where they were more vulnerable to lightning. As Ronald Hawley, a meteorologist who studies lightning deaths, explained in The Atlantic in 2014, farmers in the 1940s still used teams of horses to pull their plows, and it took them all day to finish tilling a 20-acre field. Modern farmers, in contrast, are more likely to be sitting inside a fully enclosed tractor with a metal housing that offers lightning protection. When people are killed by lightning these days, it often happens when they're enjoying some outdoor leisure activity. That's according to a 2017 analysis of lightning deaths over the past decade by John S. Jensenius Jr. He's a lightning safety specialist with National Weather Service. Jensenius found that of the 352 deaths over the past decade, 33 people died while fishing, while 20 were on the beach, 18 were camping, and 16 were boating. When it came to sports, soccer players accounted for 12 deaths, while golfers accounted for 9, a piece of information that shows a golf course isn't necessarily the most dangerous place during a storm. Farming and ranching, in contrast, accounted for just 17 of the recent lightning deaths. Today's episode was written by Patrick J. Kiger, produced by Tristan McNeil, and for more on this and other topics, please visit us at howstuffworks.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.